Happy to be here. I'm very excited to see all of you here. It's going to be a packed house today. It's going to be a good day. And first of all, to make sure everybody can see the stage, feel free to turn your chairs a quarter turn if you can. You may do that now. That's good. Make yourself comfortable and get ready to enjoy the day. Before we go further, let's go over some generics. I heard through the grapevine that some of you might have something similar to this. So to get the most out of your investment, turn it off or put it on silent. If you don't know how, ask somebody to help you. Don't feel pressured to leave the room too much during the session or visit with your neighbors. We're going to have scheduled breaks, lunch hour, for you to network, make new friends, use the restrooms, which are off the hall at the back, and of course, check those devices. Let's talk a little bit about your books. First of all, the board thought they ordered way too many books, but then more people came, so we're a little bit short on books. Are there couples here sitting together who would consider sharing a book? If you are, hold your book up like this and keep it up till somebody takes it from you. And thanks for that. While they're doing that, the books are yours to keep if you still have one. Use them to jot your notes in them. That they are a significant investment for ABA. Fill them out throughout the day and use them for your reference later. Okay, turn to the back of your books. The very, very back page. Looks like this. It's a survey page. If you could fill this out during the day and at the end of the... At the end of the day, you will leave them on the table in front of you. If you're just not comfortable to judge the speakers or their content, please still fill out your name and contact information, because the board would appreciate that for their information and their analysis. Lastly, but very important, let's move to the second page from the back. It says questions. The line page, it's a tarot page. During the day, think about the questions you have for this. Sure. Somebody still without a book, please put up your hand. So maybe we still have some at first break. Some of those couples can have some back maybe. But for now, we'll carry on. Back to your line page. During the day, if you could jot your questions down that you would have for the speakers, we're going to use these questions in the last session of the day to fuel our question and answer period. So don't disappoint yourself with that. We'll have a box for them. Where's the box for the questions? Straight back here? Okay, it'll be under the clock, I think, and you can drop them in there. And we'll monitor the box during the day. Okay, before I bring up our excellent speakers, I'd like to take a few minutes of your time and try to prepare you even more for your day. I'm going to have the audacity to suggest that all of you that are here fit into one of three groups this morning. I think there's a group here that opened your books or opened the program when you got the invitation and you looked at it and you were like, I could use this for my business. This would be a recipe for a problem that I have. I think you're going to be disappointed because you are as unique as your business. Your business is as unique as you are. Your business has a personality of its own. And I think also at the other end of the spectrum, there's a small group here that didn't feel they had time to come. They thought this whole affair, they sort of disregarded it. But you came anyway because of peer pressure. Somebody thought you should. You didn't want to be left out. And there's hope for you because you're here. But where we all want to be is in the larger middle group. Those who are here to add value to their lives. Because seminars are not recipes for problems. Neither are they to convince those who aren't interested. Seminars are to plant ideas into open minds. And as those ideas conceive, as those thoughts conceive in your minds, amazing things can happen. I'm going to tell you something. This is just between you and me. It's very confidential, so make sure it doesn't get out. But public speakers often get credit for knowing a lot more than they actually do. And what I mean by this is Zig Ziglar tells the story of after one of his programs, a woman came up to him and she said, "My father just retired and he didn't want to retire. They forced him to retire at 65 and he's miserable and grouchy and he doesn't know what to do with himself. And I'm at my wit's end how to help him. I just want to thank you for giving me this whole list of ideas how to help my father." And Zig took the list and looked at it, and there wasn't one thing on there that he had directly talked about. But as she listened, the ideas took root in her mind and sprang out. And she had those ideas to help her father. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what's even more important today than what our great speakers have to say today is what you are saying to yourself as you head out that door at 4:30 tonight. So listen with an open mind, take good notes, and learn, grow, and add value to your personal life and business. And with that, please allow me to introduce you to our first topic and speaker: humility, integrity, and success. Open your book. They're not in your books, actually, this one. Do you think there might possibly be something in that for you? Isn't humility and integrity what we all admire in others? And aren't they really the biggest factors in legitimate success? Tom Todd's going to share that with us. He's from Parry Sound. He serves as a pastor and bishop at Otter Lake Mennonite Church. Tom also, a year and a half ago, laid away his wife. She died of cancer, I believe. And so he has a perspective not many of us have. So remember him in that, in your prayers. Tom has worked in the marine industry for 40 years, owns and operates North Shore Barge and Marine. Tom, we're very pleased to have you here, and let's give him our attention.